Like I said earlier on, within the year, you know, we will begin to see signs, miracles and wonders come to pass, you know, because the just shall live by faith, and signs, miracles and wonders follow them that believe, right? And so we're believing God here. This is not a religion. This is not just come to fellowship and get blessed for the moment, but we're actually practicing to do the things that is being encouraged and the things that God puts in our heart. And, you know, all of us are really focused on here. You know, I'm really blessed to have such great people that God's connected to me to be a blessing to me as well as me a blessing to them. And so we're fellow workers together with God, and we encourage one another. And so we function in the function that God calls us to function. And that's where God's work gets done. That's where the signs, miracles and wonders follow. So, you know, a lot of us are growing, as we've seen, you know, like Becky sharing her story of growth and development since she's reconnected. Now she's getting direction from God, and God is guiding her path and helping her to see where he wants her to go. Same with Danny, same with Amber, same with all of you on here, basically, because God's doing that work. And, you know, this fellowship really is for people that want to see the things happen, that want to see God go to work in a mighty way, that we're not just building a cult, we're not building a religion, we're not just building another fellowship, but we're being extraordinary believers, because every believer is extraordinary if they believe it, if they wake up to who they truly are, that they got the Holy Spirit dwelling with them, within them, and that they are sons and daughters of the Most High God, filled with Christ in them, the hope of glory, and that God will give us the perfect words to speak at each time, in each situation. We can be at the right place at the right time if we're being navigated with God. So the work isn't on us to get people to fellowship. The work is on God to add. God brings the laborers. God brings those that are hungry and thirsting after righteousness. Now, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. So if someone is desiring and someone wants to know, they will pursue you for the answers. I pursued to find out about God. I pursued to find out about the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, and I continued in the things that were given to me for me to understand. But, you know, I want to encourage you guys tonight that come on here faithfully. You know, God is with you. And I've encouraged for quite a while about having vision, goals and desires. But the true vision and goals and desires we want is the ones that God is giving. You know, we can all have desires and we can all have goals, which are very good to have. And we can all see God go to work in them and bless us. This is where testimonies come from of how God's working in our life, right? But I just want to go to the scriptures a little bit. I'm not going to, you know, read tons of scriptures, but I'm going to remind you of some records to show you just how God wants the things done, because God is the one that's initiating. He's the one that is leading, and we need to follow what God is showing us individually, collectively, together as a fellowship also. And the other thing I want to share with you before I get into that is this, is that those that are starting their own fellowships, start your own fellowship, whether it's a physical one where people are coming to you, or whether it's a Zoom fellowship that you want to do. But you don't need people to come to it that are already coming on this fellowship. You want to start fresh. There's no point in doing one otherwise, because it's just going to be a whole load of old people that are already born again, all join together on another fellowship. Now, where's the growth in that? There's no growth in that. And we want to believe God. You need empty spaces for God to fill. So when I started, I was on my own. But God added to me. You know, God added to me and Kim, and then Danny and Amber and Jason. And God's just built this thing. This is God's fellowship. This is God-led. We're not messing around on it. We're doing and following what God's putting in our heart. We're following a direction which is proven fruitful. If someone starts a Soon Fellowship and then all you guys are jumping on it, you're not doing that person a favor that started the Soon Fellowship. You need to focus where you are, and you need to focus with what God's given you to do. I can't say this strongly enough, because otherwise it just becomes lukewarm and another fellowship, you know, another group of believers that are not producing fruit. God wants you to be producing fruit. And he can when you listen to him, when you follow the recipe for success, you know. And on the day of Pentecost, you know, these guys, when they got born again, they received the words gladly. They continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, which were heavenly words being spoken through them to the people present. And they continue steadfastly in that. They weren't doing their own thing. they were following a direction from God because they were hungry to have this righteousness, to have this joy and rejoicing, to have this eternal life. And God wants us to enjoy what we're doing. He doesn't want us to get into traditions of man and the way man set things up. You know, I know there's a lot of fellowships around Bristol in these buildings, and a lot of people go there because of the building. That they need a physical place to go, but it doesn't produce the sound doctrine in those people. Like, you can have loads of people go in to one place, but if there's no sound doctrine there, things ain't going to grow how God wants them to grow. In the book of Acts, it was from house to house, you know. But are we going to do it the world's way, or are we going to do it God's way? If we do it God's way, we see multiplication of growth like we see in India and Nepal, and now Saudi Arabia, Malta, Italy, through these Nepali believers. It's phenomenal, and because it's sound doctrine. And there's people walking with God, but they're connected to people that are giving them sound words, sound encouragement, right direction, strong, bold leaders that are not going to pussyfoot around to keep people with them, but to actually encourage them to go to God, that you go to God, you walk with God. And this is what my job is. My job is, you come to me, if you're coming to me because God's directing you to me, my job is to encourage you to go to God, right? To follow this way. Okay, this is the way, walking in it, you know? And when people do that from a humble heart, not because of me, but because of what God's energizing, then fruit can start to be produced. And I know there's lots of you on here that have benefited by the connection, right? Through the words being given, through you taking it on board, what's being encouraged and applying it in your life. You can all give testimony of that, because it's God that's doing this work, not me. We're just ministers whereby you believe in this way, because God has given us that word. I connect, and where I connect, I'm listening. I'm following a direction. I'm following an encouragement. I'm following something that works. You know, I'm following something that produces fruit that you can look at and actually see and taste it. And so God wants all of us to be fruitful. He wants us all to be successful. And yes, sometimes things are challenging, which is great. If you never grow, if you never challenge in a good, positive manner, not in a negative manner, but in a good light, you know. And sometimes we think, oh, I can't do that. I don't know enough. I haven't been around. Listen, a lot of the Indian people and the Nepali people, I'm using them as a great example, don't read or write. They don't even know there's a Bible, but they can hear the word being spoken. They can receive that to their heart. Through that, faith comes. And they take those words and they run with it, just like a rugby ball or a soccer ball is being thrown, is being caught and run with. And the goals are being, there's been many touchdowns of signs, miracles, wonders, people being raised from the dead, whole family situations being turned around, people coming out of poverty, extreme poverty with nothing, to great abundance, to great healing and health. God wants us to prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. This is one of the fruits that you start to see. You should be benefiting. You should be prospering. And, you know, God gives us everything that pertains unto life and godliness, like the stewardship. All the great sharings that are coming out that God's energizing, and it's being pushed forward as God's working, those that receive those words gladly and practice it will run with it. Now, you can go on Instagram if you want, and you can go on Facebook, and you can go on YouTube. Listen, you're not, all you're going to learn is just old messages that's being repeated and repeated. We all know the stuff. You know, I send things out, and people have sent things to me. But it's what you're learning here is where you're going to grow. That's where you really need to be focused. That's what's really important. And if you take it to your heart and run with it, you will see signs, miracles, and wonders come to pass in your life. You will see your whole family life situation change around. You'll see your whole health situations change around. Even if you've been hit in an area, God will turn that around to his glory and for your testimony. And God is faithful. You know, God is faithful. In Proverbs 29:18, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Now, this vision is revelation, God's direction. God's got the vision. He oversees everything. He can see what's going on, past, present, and future. He knows the timeline of your life, right? So he knows how to direct you perfectly, right? But where there is no vision, people wonder it. They go to this fellowship, that fellowship, this religion, that religion. It's like me trying out all these different Indian restaurants to get the right flavor, right? I could go to many different restaurants, you know, and I like one, it's called the Tamarind that we go to regularly, but there are other good restaurants that are doing the same type of doctrine on the food. Right, for an example, right? But the point is we need God's vision. We need God's direction. So vision is not just about setting goals like the scriptures show us. Vision is when God reveals his plan and direction or purpose for his people or for an individual, right? So before God sends anyone to do his work, he first gives them a vision, a picture of what he wants them to accomplish. For me, it was, Lawrence, you're going to move the word in all of the UK, the whole of Europe, later on extended to the continents of Europe and USA, right? And what's happening, that is happening now. It has happened previously before as well. So, you know, so we want to look at, how does God do the things? How do we walk in the calling that God's got for us? Do you know what God wants you to do? Do you know God's got a specific design for your life? Do you know you're very important? What does it say in Jeremiah? I know the thoughts and plans that I have to you, saith the Lord, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you hope and a future and expected end. God's got a great master plan. Now, there's plan A, which is God's plan, and there could be plan B, right, which is our plan, our carnal plan. Becky mentioned earlier on, she was working things out with her carnal, but then she switched to the spiritual. Then she started to get somewhere, right? And this is all we need to do. We need to acknowledge God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You know, ask God, is this what you want me to do? Is this the direction you want me to take? And give him time to reply. You know, some people just pray it and don't get an answer because they go on and make the decisions themselves. So Abraham, I love Abraham, because he decided he was going to sit down and he was going to become the father of many nations. He said, yeah, now this is it. Me and Sarah, even though we're old, we're going to become, you know, father and mother of many nations, and we're going to do this. They didn't have an inkling of any of this. God told Abraham, number one, leave your country and I will make you a great nation. Out of him, you'll become a great nation. Abraham didn't know where he was going, right? But he trusted God's vision. So for me, when God said to me, Lawrence, I want you to go full time. I want you to give up your circular job. I mean, the job I had was crap anyway. I wasn't really earning it, but we was struggling to get by. So I didn't have no hope anyway in that area. I wasn't qualified in anything. I'd done so many jobs, it was unbelievable. I had a job trying to keep all my jobs. You know what I mean? It was just mad. And then God wanted me to go full time. He led me through different words spoken to me to give up my circular job with no financial backing, nothing in the bank. I was in debt. God says, I want you to work for me. And it took a time. It took a 2 years for that to actually come into fruition. And God led that through a dream, through a vision, through many different things. But he backed it up. He backed it up with provision so that I could do the things. You know, it doesn't mean I'm more special than anyone on air. This is what God got me. I'm giving you my testimony as one individual believer and leader. What God has done in my life, what he's done in my life, he can do in yours and even greater, right? Because he wants to. So, but God done this with Abraham, right? And Abraham didn't know where he was going. Abraham didn't know anything but to trust God's vision. And the vision pulled Abraham away from his comfort zone, his destiny, right? It pulled him away from his comfort zone into his destiny, to where God wanted him to be. You know, and he made some mistakes along the way, like he got an Ishmael, which wasn't God's plan, but God still worked with him. God didn't give up with him because he made a major mistake. He still worked with him. So when God gives you something, it may require you to leave the familiar things, right? But it leads to the greater blessings. You got to step out from where you're stuck. If you want to do something for God, you got to step out from where you are. And I know because I've done it. And I'm doing it, and I do it quite a lot on different things. We learn just from Abraham that God's vision calls us to step out in faith. But with Moses, we see that vision calls us to step out into service. Now, Moses was going along, minded his own business, and he thought, I'm going to get the children of Israel out of Egypt. I'm going to lead a million people out. He didn't think nothing of the sort, right? You can read the record in Exodus chapter 3, verses 2 through to 10. I'm not going to read it. but you can go there if you want to in your own time. You can listen back to the audio. God called Moses, like he called Abraham. Abraham didn't initiate him to be a father of many nations. God did. God gave him the vision and direction for his life. He could have turned it down flat, but God worked with his faith to the point of execution and deliverance and seeing the vision, seeing the baby, right? And it's the same with Moses. God appeared in a burning bush and told Moses to deliver the Israelites from Egypt, right? You're going to get my people out. But what did Moses? Moses felt inadequate. But what did God do? He said, yeah, you are actually. No, he didn't. God reassured him, I will be with you. And God's with you, right? Like God was with Moses, God is with you. Like God was with Jesus, God is with you. So God's vision is often bigger than us, okay? But it's never bigger than God. And whatever God's calling you to do, you can do it, even if it is to move a mountain. God will be there. He'll provide everything for you to do the things that he's called you to do. See, when we move with vision, it brings deliverance. And not only does it bring us deliverance, but it also brings us possessions. Like the children of Israel left Egypt with all the gold, everything. They earned it. They were in slavery for 400 years, but God had a plan for them. You know, what they sowed, they reaped. But they walked out in deliverance. What about Joshua's vision? God told Joshua, be strong and be of a good courage. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. So this vision wasn't just about land. It was about walking with God in obedience, listening to what God's word was saying. He says, you know, you're going to say what I say. You're going to mutter to yourself what I've written and what I'm telling you to do. This is how you're going to do it. You're going to meditate in my law. You're going to build up your imagination. You're going to build up your confession. You're going to say what you see in your mind. And that's what you're going to have. God said he was going to possess the land, right? And all the land before him. And then he had to believe that. He had to speak that. He had to move with that. And when he was ready to move, they moved and they went and done it. So God's vision is sustained by words of encouragement. And God will always give you those words of encouragement. And God is faithful. So, you know, when you look at Joshua's life, he stepped into that promise. And then also, if you look at the life of Nehemiah, right? Nehemiah was a vision of restoration. Nehemiah saw the broken walls of Jerusalem, didn't he? And he shared the vision. Come, let us build the wall, he said to the people. And the people responded, let us rise up and build. So he shared the vision. Now the vision is, I'm sharing my vision with you. God said to me, Laura, you're going to move the word of God in all of the UK, in all of Europe, now the USA. So I say to you, so are you. What part of that do you want? Do you want to lead it? I don't mind. Let's go for it. Let's move God's word. This is all about God. It's not about us. My job is to build faith in you from what God works in my heart to speak to you. It's up to you what you do with it. I can't make you do nothing, and I'm not even going to try and make you do nothing, but I'm going to give you the right encouragement. So let's build this wall. No, but let's move this word of God. Let's get focused together, right? So that was what Nehemiah's heart was, and that's what my heart is with you guys. Now, what's your response? Are you going to be like the people responded to Nehemiah? Yes, let's rise up and build. So vision also inspires unity and action in other people. This is not about one person here. This is about the body of Christ moving together in unity, moving together with purpose. You know, and we're to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. And you can only do that walking by the Spirit with the same heart, with the same mind, with the same vision. And God wants his word to move all over the world. He wants all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. So this vision that God gave me is yours too. It's not exclusively mine. Now God's looking for people that want to do this, that people that are going to live unto him, going to stop being selfish and living unto themselves and what they can get out of life for them. Because, you know, you've only got one life here, but there's an eternity to carry on with. What you get now is temporal in this life. This settee, brand new settee we got, is temporal. I can't take it with us, can we, love? We'll probably have another one as well. We can't take it with us. The money in your bank you can't take with you. Your cars, your dogs, your animals, your children, your grandchildren, you can't take with you. What are you doing now? God says, now this is urgent times. Now I'm looking for people that will receive these words gladly, that is going to receive this calling, that I'm speaking to you right this second, this very second on this Zoom fellowship. God's talking to your heart. Are you going to carry on being selfish, or are you going to be selfless and do what God wants you to do? because it's available if you want to do it. If you don't want to do it, absolutely fine. But God, give me the people that want to do this. Give me the laborers. See, God wants you to move with him. He wants you to be like Isaiah. Isaiah had a vision of holiness and a mission, right? You can read that, Isaiah 6, verses 1 through to 9. Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up, and he was trained. In God's presence, he realized his unworthiness, but God purified him. And God was saying, whom shall I send? Isaiah answered, here I am, send me. But there's a lot of people out there. Well, don't ask me, because I got too much to do. I got a dinner to cook. I got 5 kids to feed. Well, I got a wall to build. I got to do this. You know, God's looking for people saying, here I am, send me. So every true vision starts with a revelation of God's purity and holiness for you and of who he is. So vision begins with God's glory. And Paul reminds us of a vision as well. What about Paul? Right, Paul's vision, Acts chapter 9. Verses 3 to 6, and that chapter 16, verses 9 to 10, you can read them yourself. On the road to Damascus, Paul had a vision of Jesus, and that changed his entire life's direction, didn't it? He was on the way to arrest Christians and persecute them and everything, but that one encounter changed his life. And then later on, he wanted to go somewhere, but God wanted him to go to Macedonia, and Paul was redirected to preach in Europe, and he had great increase. Where he went, where God wanted him to go, was great increase. If you're not seeing the fruits, maybe you're fishing on the wrong side of the boat. Maybe you need to cast your nets on the other side. So God can redirect us with that vision as well, and what to do and how to move in it. And the redirection here now is this vision has just spread. You guys on here are going to move the word of God in all of the UK, in all of Europe, USA, and wherever God opens the door to you. Now you can receive that to yourself as a word from God. That's with permission I say that. You can receive that. Do you want it? Do you want to move with that? This screen should be lit up with on fires and love hearts for God. There's one little love heart there. Only one person wants it, because you can have it and you don't have to be qualified, because God qualifies the call. And if we want to be successful, we got to go with God's vision, what God wants you to do. Yeah, we got a general direction to move in, but what about individually? Like there's people that move the world, like Raj Sutton, Punjab. That's his area. That's what God gave him to do. What about Krishna, his area, and in many other areas? What about Jyoti and Suresh, all throughout Nepal and other places? God's enlarged their vision. There's no limits to God, and there's no limits to what you can do. There's no excuses that you can't do it either, because God has given you Holy Spirit. All he needs is a willing heart, a tender heart, and a voice saying, here I am, send me. I don't know what on earth I'm going to do, but I'll go and do it. And there's, you know, there's believers in the Bible that God sent them to do a job and they didn't want to do it. One was called, what was his name? Jonah. What about Jonah? He's right, come on, Jonah, you're going to go to Nineveh and you're going to tell him all these things. He buggered off and he went on a ship. He was trying to run out of God. He was trying to run away from God, trying to run away from the mission. But you know what? God had him swallowed up.
Yeah.
Oh, no, baby, you're not going there. See, God will fulfill his plan and purposes for your life. You'll get to do it, you know? If God needs you, can you understand that God needs you to get his work done? He needed Jonah. Jonah was just a little bit afraid. God had to work with his faith, like he worked with Moses, like he worked with Abraham. God gives vision before the mission, right? He will show you something before you begin it. I was given that word. You're going to move the word of God in all of the UK and the whole of Europe before I gave up my job. I didn't even marry the two together. I didn't even realize about all this. I just realized, okay, well, I'm going to move. How am I going to do that? I don't know. And then I thought, oh, then it was like, now you're going to give up your work. I didn't put the two together. I just, because I was so fit, but God worked me through it. And then I had opposition against all these things. You know, I got a wife here. Well, how are you going to pay the rent, Laura? How are we going to feed the kids? No, natural concerns. General natural concern. But I knew in my heart I had to do this. I didn't know everything. I just knew I had to start. And I did. And look what he's done. Look where I've been. Look at the things I've seen. Look at the people that have been healed and born again. Because God was able to work in me. Because I was humble. And then when I wasn't humble, then there was nothing. And then when I become humble again, then there was everything. So God will pick up where he left off with you. God will never give up on you. You may give up on God, but he'll never give up on you. What you want to do, and it doesn't matter your age, it doesn't matter what you know, whether you know everything about the Bible, and you know all about Hebrew and Greek. It doesn't matter. That doesn't mean nothing. What means something is the calling of God on your life, and are you going to listen to God, and are you going to move with it? Because you can. Because God's calling in your life is bigger than your career, it's bigger than your marriage, it's bigger than your finances. God wants you. He wants you. You know, like if you're married, you could be jealous of your wife if she ain't giving you that full attention. Why ain't she giving me that full attention? Well, God's jealous like that with us. He wants our attention. He wants our full heart. I get pissy if I don't get the full attention from Kim. So can God get pissy with us too, right? He loves us. I still love her. And then I have to say something, you know, so I get what I need and what is rightfully mine also. And God does the same. We're in a relationship with the living God, the creator of the heavenly, who's for us, who's not against us. He wants you to be so, he wants you to live your best life. You're not living your best life now. You might be living a good life, but you can live a damn God better life now. With God, you can. It's there, it's available. And this is just so urgent in my heart, as you can tell by my voice. And see, God's vision will always bring glory to God, not the person. It'll always bring glory to God. It will highlight God. But his vision requires faith, courage, and obedience. Can you do that? Can you have faith? Yes, you can, because you can get it right now from what's being spoken. It takes courage. So that doesn't mean to say there's no fear there, because courage is still doing things in the presence of fear, in the presence of discouragement. Be strong and of a great courage. You know, Joshua. God was working with him. I expect Joshua had lots of apprehensions and fears. And his vision often involves leaving the old for something greater. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to leave the old for the greater? Are you ready to leave the familiar for the greater? Are you? Now, this kind of sharing will help you see where you are in your walk with God and what you want to do for him. You know, because you can sit on the sidelines if you want, and you could get blessed. God doesn't love you any less. Or you can do something with God. And if you say, God, give me your work, I'll do it. I don't know everything, Father. I really am not very much qualified with academics or knowledge of your scriptures or whatever, but I know what I know that you understand me, and I know that I can understand you. But if you show me, if you make it clear for me, help me, I'll do it. Make it clear so I know to move in this way. And God is big enough. God is not deaf. He hears your thoughts, and he hears your heart, and he hears your prayer. God wants to bless the socks off you. God wants to show off his power through you and in you and to you of what he can do. And God is raising people up right now in this day and time, 2025. And now he's asking the same question he's asked through the generation. Who's going to go for me? Who will speak for me? Who can I send? And he's asking you on this Zoom fellowship right now. He's asking you. And just remember, I got a vision. There's things I want to do. There's goals I want to accomplish. Right? I got it. It's all there in my heart. But the ones I want is what God's got for me. Like God had it for Moses. This is what you're going to do. This is the specifics of it. Okay, Abraham, this is what you're going to do. This is the specifics of it. Oh, get that little David boy. Little David, come on, you're going to become king. David didn't have a clue about that, did he? It was led into it. God called it. And God called everyone to do what they were to do. Mary, she was chosen to have the Messiah. And she magnified God in that she was chosen to do that. And God was able to deliver that through her. John the Baptist's dad, well, he didn't agree with the message from Gabriel. So he had his mouth shut up so he couldn't speak against the revelation, the vision, God's plan. But God is really with you. I feel really excited about all of this stuff. I don't know about you, but I know that whatever desires you got there now, God's got even bigger. And God can build what you've got and what you desire. So the visions and goals and desires you got right now, God will work with that with you. But he's got something specific that is going to change thousands of lives. Each one of you have this opportunity with the Father. And are you ready to go God's way? What are you ready to give up? What you got to give up to go up? What are you ready to leave behind? Because it does require that at times. But God's not asking you to sacrifice your life. That's already been done through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's asking you to be a living sacrifice. Yeah. He's asking you to stop being selfish with the things that he's given you and start being generous so he can multiply it back to you. Start listening to his ministers. Start listening to those that speak by the Spirit, because this is God speaking, given direction today. Stop holding on to your safe anchors that are no anchors, that are going to pull you down rather than lift you up and make you rise. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just delivering what needs to be said. And I tell you what, God loves every one of you. Now we need to kind of pull our head out of the clouds and look to the Father and do what he's showing us to do. Because God, for every individual on here, has got great works, mighty works, powerful works. It's really there, I'm telling you. Powerful works. But you've got to listen. And you've got to stop flirting with other believers and other ministries. Another doctrine. There's only one doctrine. That's what God's giving you right now. The heavenly words that's going to point you and move you to great success. And yes, it can be a lonely walk because there's not a lot of people. A lot of people think you're mad because you're doing this and you're doing that. But God always shows up and he always makes you the head and not the tail. He'll always prove you not to be a nutcase.
Yeah.
Like with Jesus. Yeah, he truly was the Son of God when they pierced him and put him up on that cross. They realized what they'd done. He truly was the Son of God. This man truly was a prophet of God. This woman truly was a prophet and a messenger of God. And all of you that speak for God, that's what you are. And God needs you now to tune in to the frequency of his voice and start listening and stop pleasing yourself in that manner and start really obeying the Father. And sometimes you may not want to do it. Even Fan Patterson blessed me a lot. You know, he says, man, this is difficult. You know, he's being challenged, which is great. I love hearing him say it because it's true. You know, if you're not being challenged, are you growing?
No.
Or are you taking things for granted? You know, like God, yes, we're saved by grace. You don't have to earn your salvation. You really don't have to do anything if you don't want to do anything. But this is fellowship is for those that want to do something with God. Those that want to be those leaders, to see the masses and people healed and delivered, coming out of darkness into the glorious light of the gospel, the good news concerning our Lord Jesus Christ and what God has made available by him. Anyway, guys, this was what was in my heart to share, and I thank you for listening. And you can listen back to it when I stick it back up on the website, and you can pray about it, because obviously I know God's got something for each one of you on here. And stop letting other people distract you from doing it. Stop pussyfooting around people that are stopping you moving forward, even if it's a partner, right? Even if it's your partner, because your partner can stop you because you don't want to offend them. But this, when it comes to God, you've got to step out of that, because God will take care of your partner. God said to me, because Kim was not for me going full time, she's sat here right now.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And God said to me very clearly within my heart, a voice within my mind, which was his voice, Lawrence, if you take care of my business, I will take care of yours. 3 months later, I said to God, when we was having this big, I said, God, you said that if I take care of your business, you take care of mine. And Kim's my business. And I don't want this conflict that I got, but I will do what you want me to do. I'm willing to give up everything for you, God. But God didn't want me to give up everything, just like God didn't want to sacrifice Isaac. He didn't want Abraham to kill Isaac, but he took him to the point to see if he would. Right? And so God is faithful, guys. He loves you. And you're amazing. All of you are amazing, amazing people on here. And God's got something specifically big for you. He will walk you into it. He can reveal it to you if you're faithful to follow what's already being encouraged. But you've got to be faithful. You've got to be desiring. You've got to be hungry for God's truth. You've got to be hungry. What is God saying? What is God saying to me today? Anyway. I could go on, I could really go on, but I won't. I'll stop there. Bless your hearts.